I don't know, just I just don't use it.
And Sam, you've got someone's medicine, you go in and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken it?
And the person would say, well, an hour ago I
took it.
And in another hour I'll
take it.
And if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go watch someone else.
Ask someone else.
So you say, so then I went and
ask.
You say, you're the second person who's
asked that question.
And you'd say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is
my hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
Huh?
Beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left one.
Huh?
Your left one.
Say the whole thing here.
It's your left ear.
And this is the
your right ear.
And this whole thing is the
mouth.
And
neck.
What about this part?
The chin.
What
under here.
Did you swallow that?
Throat.
Huh?
Throat.
Any other name for throat?
No.
Did you ever hear goozle?
No.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
Do you ever hear it called a pan of your hand?
Yes.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. I've heard it there.
And this is one
fist.
Two
fist.
And a place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
arms.
But this part.
Oh, shoulders.
And this is the
leg.
And this is one
foot.
And you have two
feet.
And this sensitive bone here is the
shin bone.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I
crouch.
Any other way of saying that?
Squat.
What's the difference?
I wouldn't say there was any difference.
If a child wanted to hide from you, they might go behind the couch and try to get real small.
Lay down? Crouch down?
Huh?
Crouch down?
Okay. And did you ever hear a name for the back part of your thigh? Did you ever hear hunkers or haunches?
Heard of haunches before.
What's the haunches?
Was the back part of your leg.
Did you ever hear people say down on your haunches or hunker down or?
No.
And someone had been sick for a while. He'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
weak.
What else could you say?
Peaked.
And someone who's in good shape, he'd say he's big and
strong.
What if he's just built big? He's, besides being strong, he's
masculine.
Did you ever say husky or stout or anything like that?
Stout and husky, yes.
What's the difference?
Husky's more built bigger and stout's fatter.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling doesn't lose his temper?
I don't know.
Or someone who's easy to get along with, you call him a
friend.
Or what kind of person?
He's gentle.
Huh?
Gentle.
And someone who's all arms and legs. Just especially like a teenager that's just growing too fast. You call him
lanky.